You're listening to the station that remembers the real rock and roll. WPON, Walled Lake, Detroit. Or on the web at WPON.com.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Jude Box John on your radio following Big Larry. And Larry is with us here as it's time for Flashback.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it. 1965. Thank you.
And my special guest, Kevin O'Neill from WDVD Radio.
Yes, sir. John, it's always great to stop in and spend some time with you guys. I appreciate the invitation, and we're ready to do some rocking and rolling and have some fun from the year that I was just going into the eighth grade.
That's right. I was in the seventh grade, and it was a great year. And if you're new to the program, here's what we do. We take today's date, we couple it with a year gone by, and today we're taking a look at 1965. We will run through the Billboard Hot 100. We'll play as many tunes as we can, but you can bet your bottom dollar that by 1 o'clock you'll hear the number one song in the nation on this date, August 11th, 1965. And then in between songs, we've just got some great stories, news events, things that were happening in and around town and around the world on this date, August 11th, 1965. Kevin, boy, seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
That was when NBC billed themselves as the full color network.
That was
the NBC week, Sunday, September 12th through Sunday, September 19th. A week so big, it takes 8 nights. NBC week.
And they had to put extra feathers on the peacock,
yes,
I believe,
they did.
Right?
Or on Julia Prowse, either one.
Either one, sure. Yeah. Juliet looked a lot better, though. How about those prices from 65?
Prices from 1965, John, here we go. If you were going to the store this date in 65, you could get a loaf of bread for 21 cents. You can get milk, $1.05 for a gallon of milk. Eggs were $1 a dozen. A new car was $2,350. It's just amazing, isn't it? Brand new car, $2,350. Gas was 31 cents a gallon for regular. You want to buy a brand new home? Well, you'd have to shell out $21,500. Stamps, of course, were 5 cents each. The average income was about $7,704 yearly, and the minimum wage was $1.25 an hour.
Big money back then. Let's now get to the music right now that made the memories on this date, August 11th, 1965. Song number 100. What Are We Going to Do? David Jones. And here's song number 99. The McCoys, Rick Derringer and Company. Hang on, Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town. Put my Sloopy down.
Now, back then, when you first heard that song, you thought they were singing about the dog in Peanuts, Hang on, Snoopy.
That's right. That's right. Actually, it was taken from a song, My Girl Snoopy, by the group The Vibrations.
Right.
And Rick Derringer and the guys got together and put that thing together around Dayton, Ohio, and it was a national hit.
Absolutely. Great music. And that song is song number 99 on this date, August 11th, 1965. And, of course, it climbed way up the charts. All right. We've got a story here. You know, people get mad today about cellular phones and the havoc it creates on the roadways, but here's a story from 1965 we just had to throw in today's show.
This is wonderful. This is from
Detroit News.
Yeah. This date, this week in 1965, and the article is, the headline is, it's pay TV, that's $75, for viewer in car. And the article goes on to say, a Detroit woman was fined $75 yesterday for watching television while driving her car on the Lodge Freeway. Although the show she was watching was on a miniature set with an 8-inch screen, although the show was a rerun, the appearance of Rose Mae Lucas of Drexel Avenue was a premiere for Detroit's traffic court. Now, she was the first to be tried under a new state law making it a misdemeanor to operate a motor vehicle while watching TV. Ms. Lucas pleaded guilty before traffic judge Richard M. Maher and was sentenced to pay a $75 fine or spend 10 days in the Detroit House of Correction.
And no TV.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds like such an evil and foreboding place. She was also placed on a year's no-driving probation. Patrolman Paul Franti testified that he was driving on the Lodge Service Drive last night when he saw the television set on in Miss Lucas's car, was plugged into the cigar lighter, and was resting on the transmission hump below the dashboard. Are you sure it was turned on while she was driving? Maher asked the officer. Yes, sir, the officer answered. She was watching combat on Channel 7.
Vic Morrow.
That's right. So $75 for having the pay, for having the TV in the car.
That was an expensive episode of combat, I must add.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't
talk
do
about
that.
The ultimate pay-per-view. Usually it's, what, $29.95.
Yeah. Hey, $75 back then, that's a lot of cash.
Yeah, I don't think anybody ever shelled out that much to see Vic Morrow.
That's for sure. All right, it's 11:07 in the morning. You're in tune with Flashback to 1 o'clock here. Jukebox John along with Kevin O'Neill. You just heard song number 99, Hang On, Sloopy. Here's song number 98. It's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Give all your love to me.
Love me till the end of time. Till the seas run dry, till the flowers forget to bloom, till the sun don't shine. While there's people here on earth, while the stars above, beg of you, my dear, give me all your love, give me all your love. All of the time, as the wind that blows, lost its glow in the heavens above. All I beg of you, my dear, give me all your love, give me all your.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, Jerry Marston right there, and Give All Your Love to Me, song number 98. Kevin, take us to song number 90.
All right, number 97 this date in 1965, John, was the song called I Need You by The Impressions. Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire, Castaways was song number 96. Number 5, really a good song from Donovan called Colors. I've Cried My Last Tear by the OJs was number 94. Only Those in Love checked in at number 93 with Baby Washington. The Marvelettes had Danger Heartbreak ahead at number 92. You're Gonna Make Me Cry by O.V. Wright was song number 91. And number 90 was the Jive 5. They had given us My True Story a few years before then. I'm a Happy Man, the number 90 song on this date, coast to coast in 1965.
All right, more music, more memories from August 11th, 1965 when we return.
It's the Giant Woodward Cruise 2003, brought your way by Oakland Schools Career Focused Education, your TNC Federal Credit Union, and industrialinfo.com. All the action begins Friday night as Oakland Schools broadcast begins live from Jim Fursard Auto Dealership on Woodward Avenue, just north of 8 Mile Road. Stop and find out all about Career Focused Education and visit the fabulous industrialinfo.com Newell Coach. Entertainment with a fabulous Benny and the Jets and Elvis the Clown. Then on Saturday, it's Fabulous Rock and Roll, featuring the one and only living legend Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. All the action is live from your TNC Federal Credit Union, a free concert sponsored by industrialinfo.com. So join industrialinfo.com, Oakland Schools, and your TNC Federal Credit Union for the most fabulous show on Woodward Avenue. Our special WPON broadcast from noon till 5 p.m. on Saturday as well. It's all the action. Woodward Cruise 2003. Be there.
Hey, everybody, this is the Doctor of Doo-Wop here at WPON AM 1460. Yours truly with Benny Spear, the whole WPON family, General Motors, the Hamilton Hotel, the American Cancer Society, and Quorum Healthcare will bring you a live broadcast from 5 to 9 p.m. on the day of the Woodward Cruise, the big cruise on Woodward, August 16th. We'll be there at the Hamilton Hotel from 5 to 9 p.m. with a live broadcast, bringing you fun, frolic, games and prizes, food with hot dogs, pop, and ice cream at the Hamilton Hotel, which is 35270 Woodward, 5 to 9 p.m. It's a big function for the American Cancer Society on the day of the Woodward Cruise, so bring your cars, bring your bikes, bring your family, your kids, hula hoops, fun, game, prizes, and food. Be there or be square.
That's the year we're covering right here on Flashback. 1965, yours truly, Jukebox John. I have Kevin O'Neill here at the microphone, as well as Larry Matthew. And I'm so glad to have you with us, Larry, and I hope you're having fun.
I'm having a blast. All right. 1965 was a very good year. It was a blur, but well, like most of my life.
Well, we won't get into that.
No.
Hey, 1965, Kevin, there were some great new toys out there.
Uh-huh.
The Screaming Mimi Gun.
Uh-huh.
Super Ball. Now, that's one I had.
Super Ball, sure.
I lost about 30 of them, but...
did you ever play baseball with the...
dumbest things we ever did. Yes. Five on a team, and we're going to play baseball with a Super Ball, you know?
That was the quickest thing to get you back to wiffle ball.
I think it's still bouncing. It's in E-Course right about now. It was from the east side of Detroit, bounced all the way to E-Course. Yeah. Barrel of Monkeys. Remember that one?
Oh, sure, yeah. They'd all kind of hang together to hold hands and whatever.
Right. G.I. Joe. The Big Wheel. I don't remember.
There was a little red spinning wheel. The Big Wheel was the bike.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, every kid had a big wheel.
Everybody had a big wheel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Air Blaster Gun. The Man from Uncle Headquarters Transmitter. We've got something coming up a little later in the show regarding Man from Uncle.
Uh-huh.
Booby Trap. Isn't that on 8 Mile Road? No, that's a... that's a game. We won't go there.
Operation.
Yeah, it is a big game. Expensive one at that. Operation. That's where you had to pull a part out and the tweezers couldn't hit the side
exactly,
of the or whatever.
Or the
red light would go on and you were arrested for malpractice. Secret Sam. Oh, I remember.
Secret Sam.
From inside. Shoot from outside.
Yeah, it was like a briefcase you carry around, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is Exploding Binoculars, so you could play, have some fun with your friends.
We were violent back then, weren't we?
Yes, we were. were.
Battleship. You Sunk My Battleship. That's all I remember. I remember the commercial.
Uh-huh.
Mystery Date. Oh, Mystery Date.
Mystery Date. He's your Mr. Remember that?
And, is your Mystery Date a dreamboat or a dud?
And the dud was, it was, I felt sorry for the guy. He was a mechanic. He had just come from work. He was dirty and greasy, but he had been working on cars.
At least he was making it on his living.
Yeah.
And lots of money.
Spirograph, the Time Game, and Trouble with Pop-O-Matic, wasn't it? Those are just, that was a big year for toys. So many good ones there back in 1965.
Okay, we're going back to the countdown here, Jen?
Yeah, let's take, Kevin, why don't you take us down to 82?
All right, we'll do that. The hottest songs in the nation this date, August 11, 1965. There were so many what they call middle-of-the-road songs and middle-of-the-road artists, and this next group of songs will prove that. Ooey Ooey by Perry Como.
Ooey, 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 ooey. That's how my heart sings.
That's not how he sounded, but that's how his heart sang. That's song number 89 on this date. Jim Reeves, Gentleman Jim, Is It Really Over? Was song number 88. The Drifters, I'll Take You Where the Music's Playing, was song number 87. My Girl Sloopy by, this group I had not heard of, Little Caesar and the Consoles. Their version of My Girl Sloopy was song number 86. Wayne Newton had song number 85 with Summer Wind. And then Tony Bennett was right next to Wayne Newton, song number 84 with Fly Me to the Moon. And number, that didn't sound like him either.
Yeah, that's bad, though.
No, well, thank you. Number 83, You Better Go by Derek Martin. Number 82, a guy who had a lot of top 40 hits in the 60s, Vic Dana. The song is Moonlight and Roses on 1460 WPON.
Moonlight and roses bring my heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. June light discloses love's golden dream sparkling.
Never a Vic Dana record that my parents did not like.
I was just going to say that was insurance that you could keep the radio set to the top 40 stations if you're all in the car together, because your mom or dad would say, "Now that's nice. We'll keep that on."
But we like that.
Of course, out of that song, of course, you'd hear First I Look at the Purse or We Got to Get Out of This Place, and you were done. It was all over.
The Turtles or whatever. All right. Well, it's 11:19, and we want to thank everyone for joining us here this morning. We're going to be giving away a little bit later on the program a couple couple of Jukebox John coffee mugs and some tickets that just greased my palms here regarding the Temptations. This Wednesday, they're going to be at the DTE Energy Music Theater, and we have four tickets for that show. So we're going to be giving those away as well. And in the meantime, let's take a look at the birthdays, Kevin.
All right. Today, August 11 is the date, and let's see who's celebrating a birthday. Jerry Falwell is 70 today. Otis Taylor, the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, is 61. Guy Valeri from the group The Regents, who did the original version of Barbara Ann. Guy is 55. Arlene Dahl, beautiful lady. She was born this date in 1924. That makes her 79 years old. TV panelist, actress, and the TV host of the Pepsi-Cola Playhouse. Also, Dennis Payton from the Dave Clark Five is 60 today. The big 6-0 for the Dave Clark Five. This is hard to believe. Jim Cale from the Guess Who is also 60 today. Joe Jackson is 48. Eric Carmen, who recorded one of the most depressing songs in musical history, All by Myself. Eric is 54 years old today. And interesting story. He's from Cleveland, and I grew up in Cleveland. And a fellow who sat a couple of seats behind me in homeroom when I was in high school and had a couple of classes with him. His name was Rich Rising. And he played the guitar. And I had not seen him play, but I finally went to see him play, and he was excellent. And these guys were saying, boy, this guy's going to make it pretty big sometime. Well, lo and behold, years later, I was watching Saturday Night Live, and Eric Carmen was the musical host, the musical guest, rather.
Right?
And there's Rich Rising playing with my buddy. He was playing with the Eric Carmen band.
Wow.
And later on, the Euclid Beach band he played with, and he was on national TV. So Eric Carmen, 54 today. Hulk Hogan, the big 5-0. And another guy who hailed from Chicago, but he got his start in the talk show circuit in Cleveland, Ohio, because I know I used to line up and try to get in to see the show. And if there were some vacant seats, they'd say, okay, kid, go on in and watch the show. Mike Douglas,
yep.
The Mike Douglas show originated from Cleveland, Ohio, before it moved to Philadelphia and then, of course, to Los Angeles. And Mike is 78 years old today. I got a chance to meet him a couple of years ago. He was doing a book signing over at Barnes & Noble on 6 Mile, and he was just one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet.
Seems to be a real pleasant,
wonderful
gentleman.
Man. Yeah, right. He really is. So happy birthday to all.
Yes, from all of us here at 1460 WPON. Hey, the last song we heard, Moonlight and Roses, Vic Dana did it. Let's take it down the list here to song number 75, because I know there are people at home who are actually writing these songs down. I know it. They've told me that. Uh-huh. And they say, John, can you talk just a little bit slower? We're trying to write all these down, so we'll do our best. Song 81, The Contours, First I Look at the Purse. Song 80, we have The Animals with We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Song 79, The Searchers and He's Got No Love, G.L. Crockett. Song 78, It's a Man Down There, The Kingsmen, Annie Fanny, checking at song 77. Songs Orchestral, if I can say it, Canadian Sunset. And out of Motown, these are Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and You've Been in Love Too Long, song number 75. The Billboard Hot 100 for this date, August 11th, 1965.
Whatever.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. You've been in love too long, baby. That's song number 75 on the Billboard Hot 100 for this date, August 11th, 1965. Well, the Tigers were in action last night, and Joe Sparma and Don Wirt shared the spotlight as the Tigers took both ends of a doubleheader from the Kansas City A's at Tiger Stadium. Sparma hurled a six-hitter as the Tigers won the first game 6-2. In the second game, 12,937 fans cheered loud and strong as Don Wirt sent everyone home happy at 12:03 in the morning. The Tiger third sacker hit a high bouncer over A's reliever Jack Aker into center field, enabling Bill Freehan to race home with the winning run from second base to give the Motown Nine a 5-4 victory in 10 innings. There were six home runs hit between both teams in the twi-nighter. Dick McAuliffe, Willie Horton, Don Demeter, and Bill Freehan all clouded round trippers for the Bengals. Tigers are 10 games out of first place where the Minnesota Twins currently reside. Tiger manager Charlie Dressen was all smiles after the sweep. And I quote, "All in all, it was a pretty good night's work," said the Tigers skipper. The Tigers will face the A's again tonight starting at 8 p.m. at the corner of Michigan and Trumbull.
So I love that. The Kansas City Athletics.
Remember?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
They were the first ones to come out with those gold and green, Kelly Green uniforms.
That's right.
And Charlie Finley owned that team and did a lot of things and tried to keep the team in Kansas City, but eventually moved them out to Oakland, I believe, right?
That's right, yeah.
1965. That was the last time the Tigers actually won a ball game. When you mentioned that, I don't know if you knew that or not, but that was the last time they won a ball game.
Now, we're going to put a Jukebox John coffee mug up for grabs right now. Kevin, being that you're from the wonderful state of Ohio, so was Joe Sparma, who pitched the first game for the Tigers. Actually, Joe Sparma not only pitched for the Tigers, he also played quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes under the tutelage of Woody Hayes.
Woody Hayes, right.
And Joe Sparma had a nickname. Okay, and it had to do with his home state and his name. It's very simple. You put the two together, and that's his nickname. If you know what Joe Sparma's nickname is, give us a call at 248-332-1460 or 1-888-WPON-146, and we've got a Jukebox John coffee mug for you. It's just that simple. In the meantime, Kevin, take us all the way down to song from song 75 down to song 71.
Okay, John, we will do that. First, could I mention one quick birthday? I forgot a birthday, and it's, we had our birthday list a couple moments ago, but I would be remiss if I didn't say happy birthday to a very good friend of mine. Tommy Ryan is his name. Tommy, not Tom, but rather Tommy. That's the distinction. He's celebrating a birthday today, and he was a board op and an engineer at CKLW, the old Big 8, all through the 70s, and is a great music collector and a terrific friend and just a wonderful guy. So had a chance to work with him at a couple of radio stations. So happy birthday, Tom, and many, many more. Let's get back to the survey, and we are at one number again, John.
We are at song number 75 right now. We just played 75.
That's right.
So we'll take us down to 71.
Okay, number 74 was Marianne Faithfull, Summer Nights. Number 73 this date in 1965 was Who'll Be the Next in Line by the Kinks. The Skyliners, The Loser was song number 72. Oh, Baby, Come On, Let Me Take You Where the Action Is was song number 71. And number 70 was Elvis, He Wants to Be Tickled.
Okay, but we're going to play song 71, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I threw a curve at you, buddy.
I'm sorry about that.
I threw
that.
A Joe Sparma curveball at
you. Yes, you did. I wasn't paying
That's
attention.
Okay, buddy. Song 71 right here. It is Freddie Cannon.
Okay, Freddie Boom Boom, get home from school and turn this one way up.
Oh, Baby, Come On. Your baby where the action is. In every little town across the USA, there's a smart weather handle every day. Just leave your problems and get away. Come on down and listen to the guitar play. Woo! Dance, dance, dance when you hear that beat. Woo! Dance, 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 get up on your seat. Woo! Dance, 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 let your backbone slip. Let's go to the place on the Sunset Strip. Oh, baby, come on. Baby, where the action is. If all day long you've been wanting to dance, well, all night long you're gonna have your chance. So don't say it, boom, just a twiddle of your thumb. You can't resist the sound of the driving drums. Woo! Dance, dance, dance when you hear that beat. Woo! Dance, 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 get up off your seat. Woo! Dance, 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 let your backbone slip.
Well, I just had a caller inform me, I did not know this, that Del Shannon was to sing the theme song, but he turned it down. I haven't read that or heard that before. Do you know anything about that, Kevin?
No, I don't, but boy, Freddie Cannon, that was a smart career move, that Freddie hadn't had the hits for a while, and that was a huge hit. This date, 1965, Where the Action Is, was song number 71. And, of course, the show was a real popular show. You get home from school in the afternoon, you put the TV on Channel 7, and it was at 4:30, I believe it was.
Yep.
Dick Clark and all the guys on the beach, and you can catch the latest fashions from Fang, from Paul Revere and
the Raiders. Yeah.
And Steve Alamo was also on that show.
Was he?
Yeah, okay. He was a regular, I think.
I do have memories of rushing home from school to watch that show. Also, I think it bumped up against a local show here in Detroit, Swingin' Time, with Robin Seymour. And I think it followed the Swingin' Time when I switched over from Channel 9 to Channel 7.
Uh-huh.
So it was... Well, glued at the TV instead of doing my homework when I came home from school.
You had to get to Channel 7 to watch the Go-Go Girls on the Beach.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Hey, we still not have had a correct answer regarding former Tiger pitcher Joe Sparma. He was part of the 1968 World Series team as well. We're looking for his nickname. He was from Ohio, played football at Ohio State, and his nickname has to do with his home state and his name. You put the two together, and there's... the nickname right there. If you know it, give us a call at 248-332-1460 or 1-888-WPON-146 for a Jukebox John coffee mug.
If you like to shop for antiques, collectibles, crafts, and have a lot of fun in doing so, you must visit a brand new store. Just opened in Livonia at Plymouth and Levan Road. Panache Antiques and Crafts welcomes you. Come, browse around. You won't be bored. You'll find a wide variety of items ranging from vintage furniture to retro clothing, from jewelry to dinnerware. Panache Antiques and Crafts acquires many of its items for sale from estate sales and antique auctions. It's a store that has something for everyone, a haven for antique lovers with a multitude of new craft items as well. Visit the newly opened Panache Antiques and Crafts. They are in the L.A. Plaza Shopping Center, right across the street from the Big Ford plant at Plymouth and Levan Road in Livonia. Open every day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's like going to Grandma's Attic and beyond. Call Panache today at 734-838-1221.
Saturday night, August 23rd, WPON invites you to 50s and 60s Rock and Roll Music Spectacular at Berkeley High School with Merrily Rush. Sponsored by the Fraternal Order of Police, South Oakland County, Lodge 130. Also appearing, Rich Eddie's Rockin' Oldies Band. Berkeley High School is located at 2325 Catalpa Road, east of Coolidge and south of 12 Mile. That's on Saturday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. with Merrily Rush. Order your tickets by calling 800-544-2993. That's 800-544-2993.
Jukebox John here on WPON, your home for Detroit's rare oldies. The name of the show is Flashback. Today we're looking at August 11th, 1965. Next week's show, August 18th, 1958. We go back to 1958 next week on our Flashback show. We hope that you can join us. And we're running down the top Hot 100 hits per the Billboard magazine for the date August 11th, 1965. And I can guarantee you at 1 o'clock we'll be playing for you the number one song of the nation on that date. So we hope that you're enjoying the show and sit back. Plenty more memories to come your way. Kevin O'Neill is my special guest host here this afternoon and morning, and I also have Big Larry Matthews with us, and we're having a lot of fun here this morning. Glad that you're tuned on 1460. Now, let's get back to the music list right now. We left off at song number 71, Action with Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Song number 70, it's Elvis and Tickle Me. And Kevin, take us from 60 69 all the way to 61.
I will do. John, number 69 this date. In 1965, If I Didn't Love You by Chuck Jackson. Barbara Mason's Sad, Sad Girl was song number 68. Candy by the Astors at number 67. Here I Am by Dionne Warwick was number 66. You're My Baby by the Vocals. That was song number 65 this date in 65. Moon Over Naples, Burt Campford and the Orchestra.
Oh, there's another great group for you.
Yeah, Burt was on the charts this date, number 64. Oh, Agent 00 Soul by Edwin Starr. What a terrific song that is. That was song number 63. It's Too Late, Baby, Too Late by Arthur Prysock, a big singer from the 50s and 60s. Was on the charts this date in 65 at number 62. And the Chiffons had song number 61.
You know, speaking of Arthur Prysock, I do believe, I may be wrong here, but you remember those Löwenbräu commercials? Here's to good friends.
Yes, yeah.
That was Arthur Prysock.
I'm almost positive it was because he had that
big, booming, distinctive voice, and he really cleaned up there with those commercials.
He sounded a lot like Billy Eckstein.
Yes.
That same type of voice, but I think Arthur Prysock was the one who did the, here's to good friends.
Tonight is kind of special. Hey, speaking of special, here's song number 61. You don't hear this one on the radio anywhere. These are the Chiffons. Nobody knows except me. Those are the Chiffons on AM 1460. Song number 61 on this date on the Billboard Hot 100, August 11th, 1965. We threw out a trivia question regarding Joe Sparma, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, who on August 11th defeated the Kansas City A's with a complete game in a 6-2 victory. And we've got Mike on our line. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Where are you calling from, Mike?
Hey, I'm calling from the old city of Pontiac.
Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah, backwards, that's Cane-Knop.
You know better than I do what you just said. I have no idea what. But anyway, can you tell us what was Joe Sparma's nickname?
Yeah, it was Buckeye Joe.
Buckeye Joe, that's right. Number 21 for the Tigers, and you got yourself a Jukebox John coffee mug.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks for listening to the home of Detroit's Rare Oldies and the Flashback.
All right, rockin' donut.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yep.
All right, it's 11:40 right here. Whatever he's eating, I'll have two, okay?
Make mine a double, but I was talking to Kevin earlier that, do you know that Denny McClain in 1968... he won more games that year than the Tigers have all year so far.
You know, you mentioned that, and that's absolutely
just think
right.
About that.
Woe is me, I'll tell you. Anyway, back in 1965, they opened up the Playboy Club back in, I believe, in Southfield.
Wasn't it on the Lodge Service Drive?
On the Lodge Service Drive, right. Yes. And there was a story from
the paper. How do you know this, John?
I read this paper.
Oh, okay.
Back in 1965, you've got to listen to this story. It's absolutely unbelievable. And we hear about people suing for hot coffee from McDonald's that was spilled on their laps or whatever. Here's another type of story from 1965.
The headline is Bunny Gets Patron's Eye, says $35,000 suit. And it goes on to say, girl watching can be dangerous, according to a suit filed yesterday with Wayne Circuit Judge Joseph Sullivan. William Keefe of Whitmore Avenue, vice president of a Detroit insurance firm, is suing the Playboy Club for $35,000, charging that his eye was cut by the rabbit ears on a swizzle stick while he was at the club last December 16. Now, the suit goes on to say the corporation operates as a restaurant and nightclub where food and drink are served by scantily clad and well-proportioned waitresses called Bunnies. Also, Keith charges that he was in the club at, it says here, 1014 East Jefferson.
Okay. Maybe that's where the, probably where the original one was.
For the purpose of having a sociable drink with a business acquaintance and to gain relief from some of the tensions incurred by my employment. His suit charges it is the club's obligation to keep a customer free from harm. But while the bunny was serving him a drink in a sexy manner, instead of a safe manner, the suit states, she pressed near to Keefe, cutting his eye with the rabbit top swizzle stick, the club's trademark. He is suing for
foreign object.
He is suing for medical expenses, loss of wages, and earning capacity. Alex Dooley, the day manager of the club, says today the charges have been carefully investigated and they are certain that the injury took place after Mr. Keefe left the premises. Keefe's attorney conceded that the suit has humorous aspects, but added that his client has lost 25% vision in one eye, which isn't funny. That's his quote.
Well, so, I'll tell you, you got to watch out for those swizzle sticks.
You know what? I'll take the risk. I think I will.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, though, you know, back then, you know, that made the headlines. Today, maybe not. But back then, it was big news on page 3A of the Detroit News. Well, let's see. It's 11:43 in the morning, and we're running down the tunes for you right now from this date, August 11th, 1965. We left off at song number 61, The Chiffons. Nobody knows what's going on, and we're going to go now all the way to song 58. Kevin, take us there.
All right, John. This date in 1965, August 11, A Little You by Freddie and the Dreamers was song number 60. Number 59, what a great song, Ain't No Pity, in the Naked City by Jackie Wilson. And song number 58, boy, here's a guy that had really resurrected his career right around this time. He had a big hit song that you're going to hear in just a couple of moments, and it was of course a follow-up to a number one hit he had called Everybody Loves Somebody. And then his television show debuted in the fall of 1965, 10 o'clock every Thursday night, the Dean Martin Show with Kenny Lane on the piano, and the kickoff show in 65 featured Frank Sinatra.
Can't forget the Gold Diggers either.
That's right. Yeah, the Gold Diggers. And you know who we're talking about. Talking about old Dino, Lonesome, and this old town. Everybody's just putting me down, right? Yeah. I'm going back to Houston right now.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name. Just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got the holes in both of my shoes. Well, I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Thank you.
back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl with mail for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Dean Martin, man, he may be walking a little crooked, man, but he's going to make it all the way to Houston. We were talking about the success of Dean Martin, how his career was resurrected in the 60s. Jimmy Bowen, the ex-rock and roller, the heartthrob teen idol of the 50s, became his arranger. And a fellow by the name of Ernie Freeman produced all of his records as well, conducted the orchestra, and had a big play in the resurrection of Dean Martin on the Reprise record label back in the 60s.
Now, Ernie had had a hit in the 50s. He and Bill Justice had Raunchy out at the same time.
That's right.
And Ernie's version charted pretty high, yeah, too.
We had a battle royal with that song one day. We played the Bill Justice, we played the Ernie Freeman, and we also played the Billy Vaughn version as well.
I didn't know Billy Vaughn had a version of
Raunchy. Billy Vaughn had to get in there, and he had his version as well. So we did that one time on Battle of the Songs. It was a battle royal right here at 1460. But that song capped off at 58 on this date, August 11th, 1965, going back to Houston. Hey, do you want to go to New York and see the World's Fair? Spend a full 7 nights in New York? Elliott Travel has a fun package for you. Total price, get this price, $241.47. Not only will you experience all the excitement of the World's Fair, but venture to Broadway. Included in the package are tickets for Funny Girl, starring Barbara Streisand, and that smash from London, Half a Sixpence. And as a bonus, tickets for the show at the Latin Quarter, the House of Japan, and also a Hawaiian luau are all part of this package. Leave Sunday, return next Monday morning on a jet from Metropolitan Airport. Call Elliott Tours today. 1965, quite a year it was for music, quite a year for some great music in Detroit area, and we've got Detroit's top 10 tunes, right, Kevin?
Yeah, this is from the, would this have been the news or the Free Press, John?
That would be in the Detroit News. Every Wednesday, they ran the top 10 in the newspaper per the Detroit charts.
And this is called Record Corner, and pardon me for a moment, the top 10 songs on this date in Detroit were First I Look at the Purse by the Contours. What a great song that is. That's song number 10. Four Tops is just the same old song. That was song number 9. The song we just heard a couple of moments ago before Dean Martin, Nobody Knows What's Going On, the Chiffons, was song number 8. Temptations, Since I Lost My Baby, was number 7. Edwin Starr, Agent 00 Soul, was number 6. Number 5 in Detroit this date in 65 was the Ramsey Lewis Trio's The In Crowd. Number 4 was Help by the Beatles. Number 3, Cher and the Birds. Both had versions out at the same time of All I Really Want to Do Is Baby Change Pants with You. That's another version. You Were on My Mind by We Five was song number 2, and Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe, was the number 1 song in Detroit. This date, August 11th of 1965.
All right, we're counting them down for you right now. We're going to head down the list. We heard song 58, Dean Martin in Houston. And Kevin, why don't you take us all the way to song 52?
Sure will, John. Number 57, Ramsey Lewis Trio, The In Crowd. Number 56, Chad and Jeremy. Their career was sort of dwindling at this point, but boy, they had some great stuff. Before and After came out in 65, I believe. And this one, I Don't Want to Lose You, Baby, was a great song at number 56. One Step at a Time, Maxine Brown, at number 55. Glenn Yarborough, It's Gonna Be Fine, was song number 54. Turtles, It Ain't Me Bay at number It Ain't Me Babe at number 53, and song number 52, a group called the Royalettes. This song was done later on in the 80s by Denise Williams.
Oh, okay.
Had a version of this song out. It's a terrific song. It's Gonna Take a Miracle. It's number 52, and it's on 1460 WPOM. Want to slow dance?
Loving you so. was too blind to see you letting me go. Now that you set me free,
Kevin and I are all in agreement. That sounds an awful like a lot like Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Yep. Yeah, you got to remember they were never photographed together with the Royalettes. So I'm saying it's one and the same.
Well, hey, you never know. It's been done in rock and roll before. It's 11:54. We'll be back with the music and the memories from August 11th, 1965, and we return.
It's the Giant Woodward Cruise 2003, brought to you by Oakland School's career-focused education, your TNC Federal Credit Union, and industrialinfo.com. All the action begins Friday night as Oakland School's broadcast begins live from Jim Fursard Auto Dealership on Woodward Avenue, just north of 8 Mile Road. Stop in, find out all about career-focused education, and visit the fabulous industrialinfo.com Newell Coach. Entertainment with a fabulous Benny and the Jets and Elvis the Clown. Then on Saturday, it's Fabulous Rock and Roll, featuring the one and only living legend Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. All the action is live from your TNC Federal Credit Union, a free concert sponsored by industrialinfo.com. So join industrialinfo.com, Oakland Schools, and your TNC Federal Credit Union for the most fabulous show on Woodward Avenue. Our special WPON broadcast from noon till 5 p.m. on Saturday as well. It's all the action. Woodward Cruise 2003. Be there.
Get ready. Those Rock and Roll Hall of Famers are back. The Temptations Review featuring Dennis Edwards. This Wednesday night at 7:30, DTE Energy Music Theater.
The way you do the things.
The Temptations Review featuring Dennis Edwards.
I know you want to.
Dancing and singing.
I refuse to let you
go. Hit after hit. Temptations Review featuring Dennis Edwards live. With special guest Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Here is the time, right, for dancing in the street.
thepalacenet.com, the Palace and DTE Energy Music Theater box offices, all Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 248-645-6666. Get ready. Sony Electronics presents Leanne Rimes live in concert. Now she's ready to play. August 17th at DTE Energy Music Theater. Leanne Rimes. Her voice brings it all together and captivates you as only she can. Spend a night with this Grammy-winning country superstar, Leanne Rimes. Tickets are on sale now. Available at palacenet.com. The Palace and DTE Energy Music Theater box offices and all Ticketmaster ticket centers are charged. 248-645-6666. Presented by Sony Electronics and ABC Warehouse.
1965. That's the year we're covering here on Flashback, August 11th, 1965. I'm Jukebox John, Kevin O'Neill, and Larry Matthews. Hope you're enjoying the show. Kevin, let's sneak one in before the break.
That sounds good, John. We are going to play... this is wonderful. This is great stuff. Number 51 on this date in 1965, according to the Billboard Hot 100, Sam Cooke's Sugar Dumpling. Number 50 was Hung on You by the Righteous Brothers. Number 49, The British Invasion Strikes Again with the Yardbirds, Heart Full of Soul. And number 48, a song that you just don't hear on the radio at all anymore. What a great, great song from a terrific group. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Number 48, this date in 1965. A little shake and finger popping time here.
Hey. We'll